Nolte, Impeachment Strengthened Trump, Destroyed Biden in Iowa. By John Nolte on February 5, 2020. With more than 70% of the vote counted, Burisma Joe Biden does not appear to have just lost Iowa. Did not just land in fourth place, Slow Joe got wiped out. With just 13.2% of the vote, the former two-term vice president and Barack Obama's wingman came in far behind third place, Elizabeth Warren's 20.6%. Burisma Joe Biden, the best chance Democrats have of vanquishing Trump to a single presidential term. Not only face-planted in Iowa, he got beat by Boy Mayer and Jurassic Marxist. Pete Buttigieg snagged 25.2% of the second-rounding voting, while Bernie Sanders grabbed 26.2%. We should add that there are still votes to count, but 70% is enough to assume the lay of the land. But we should also add that Biden's implosion happened while he pretty much had Iowa to himself for a week. A week that found Warren and Sanders stuck in D.C. due to the Senate's impeachment trial. Meanwhile, back at the White House, President Trump just hit 49% approval in the Gallup poll. A poll of adults that does not even screen for registered or likely voters, which usually boosts his numbers by a few points. That number is also higher than Obama's approval rating at this point in his failed presidency. Oh, and 50% believe Trump deserves to be re-elected. And because a rising tide lifts all boats, and wasting an entire congressional term on a fruitless impeachment hoax sinks all ships, a full 51% of Americans view the Republican Party favorably, an increase from 43% in September. That's the first time the GOP has topped 50% favorability in 15 years. However, Democrat Party favorability took a dive from 48 to 45%. So what does the future look like? The only thing left to trust in polling these days is momentum. For example, if the numbers in Iowa hold after the remaining votes are counted, the only thing the Iowa polls got correct was which way the race was headed. If you look at the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Sanders should have won with 23%, with Biden in second at 19%, and Buttigieg in third at 17%. They got it mostly wrong. But what the polls got correct, though, is that Biden was sinking. Sanders' support had dipped, and Buttigieg and Warren were climbing. So, with that in mind, let's take a look at New Hampshire, which votes on Tuesday. Sanders won New Hampshire in 2016 by a whopping 22 points against Hillary Clinton. The polls only had him up by 13. Today, he's up in the polls by an average of 8 points. He leads Biden 26-18. Things are not looking good for Biden in New Hampshire. Then comes the Nevada caucus, which Biden has promised his spook donors he will win. Unfortunately, there's no recent polling out of there. You see, due to our useless media's pack mentality, everyone's polling New Hampshire because, well, everyone else is polling New Hampshire. Because looking ahead a couple weeks would require an original thought. Nevertheless, the most recent Nevada polls from early January had Biden up by only 1 point and 5 points. What's notable is that these polls were both taken before Biden limped out a loser in Iowa. But, hey, this is what happens when idiot Democrats decide to impeach a president who did nothing wrong, and then those Democrats are out-strategized by a Republican Party that turns impeachment into a nationally televised, two-hour infomercial about your gobsmacking corruption in Ukraine. Every data point tells us impeachment helped Trump. Every data point tells us impeachment damaged Biden, the guy who had the best chance of defeating Trump in 2020. In other words, every data point tells us karma is real, and it's fabulous. Sure, there are other issues involved in this dynamic, not just impeachment, Trump's booming economy, the fact that Biden is a racist moron, but the Ukraine scandal is a real scandal. Impeachment put it on the front burner, Biden had no good answers, and this undercut his electability argument. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.